This is Imran Anwar within my humble opinion. Today we discuss why George W. Bush gave nuclear technology to India. President Bush has sided with India over Pakistan and has chosen to provide India with nuclear technologies for several really important reasons. Reason number one, India has always sided with the Russians in the past, with Iran these days, and against the USA in most global forums. How better to win over new friends like India than to give them nuclear technology? Number two, India does need to lower the cost of its energy bill so it can have even lower wages to steal even more American jobs. Number three, Pakistan does not need to be given any help in meeting its energy needs. They can always use American flags and Bush ragdolls to burn for heating and energy. Number four, Pakistan does not need to be kept happy. It's not like Bin Laden likes them or anything either. He'll get Musharraf one day if we don't support Musharraf, and he knows it. Number five, it is never enough to have long-term threats like Russia and China with their own nuclear arsenals in that part of the world. Good things come in threes. So we must help India become a bigger nuclear competitor and geopolitical threat to us in that region 10 years from now. Number six, Bill Clinton got to dance with so many Indian girls in his trip, so George Bush wants to have his turn. Damn Pakistanis, they don't let their girls dance with anybody, not American presidents even. Number seven, what's the point of giving economic aid to 150 million Pakistanis when we can buy one dictator, General Musharraf? Number eight, why help Pakistanis create new jobs by giving them a free trade status? How will we show in news videos that a threat to America comes from those bearded Pakistanis burning KFC and McDonald's if they actually got jobs? Any more reasons? You let me know. This is Imran Anwar, signing off.